It's time for Larry Weber to join us by phone. Good morning, Larry. Where do we find you?
Yes, last week you caught me in rural Wisconsin. I was in the process of giving a program there on spiders. This time I'm at Sugarloaf. I'm not far from your place.
Wonderful.
And I'm giving a program, a kind of a combination of butterflies and spiders. So, yeah, it's been quite an amazing last 8 days. I had, in between there, I had 5 days where we did master naturalist training in Boulder Environmental Learning Center just north of Duluth. So I've been a lot of immersion in critter watching lately, and it has not let me down at all. Time to see so many things going on. Just a few comments about August. 1 week from today, we will be in September, and so August is winding down. And I told the class this week, early in the week, I said it looks like we may, for the first time in more than a year, have a month that's cooler than normal. Well, guess what? Mother Nature must have heard me and decided to change plans because it has not been cooler than normal. Oh, yeah. We'll see how it lasts for the last few days. Like the heat is going to continue. We also don't have as much precipitation. At my house, there was some rains this week. We got two different rains, totaling about 3/4 of an inch, which was very much needed, and it was a beautiful rain. But the scattered, and the scattered rains means many places got very little. Where I'm at here, it just looks like it's been dry. And so we may end up being, again, drier than normal. Right now, it's only about half what we normally get in a normal August. In addition to that, astronomical news, I hope you had a chance to get out to see the moon last night. We are now in the waxing quarter phase, a very beautiful moon. Mm-hmm. And in the early morning, we have a couple of terrific planets, Venus and Jupiter, that are visible every day. This place I was at, we were clear enough and dark enough to see an aurora one night as well this week. That was on Wednesday evening. It was a little bit dim, but using cameras and having a time exposure, we could see some really good aurora. We're also having shorter days. We're now down to less than 14 hours. Sunrise about 6:20 this morning. Sunsets are starting to be before 8 o'clock for the first time in a very long time. And with the shorter days, there is migration. I visited Hawk Ridge this week. There's a few raptors flying over, sharp shin hawks, as well as a few red tails were flying over. But for the most part, the migration is still, with the raptors, is still slow. The migration otherwise has been pretty notable. We had some pretty good flocks of nighthawks that have come across now. I just said the word hawk there. They are not a hawk at all. They have very small feet, and they have very small beak. However, in flight, somebody thought they looked like a hawk, and so that's why they were called that. We continue to have warbler waves passing through. I think every single day I go outside now, I see several species of warblers that are passing through. They're in no hurry, and they will last for a couple more weeks. And so if you want something really cool to do, is just at this time of year, just go in your yard. You'll, sooner or later, you'll probably see something coming through. A lot of these warbler waves, a mixture of several species, are hosted by local chickadees, and that's how I usually locate them. I hear the chickadees and then start looking around and notice the other ones. We're also having quite a few cedar waxwings still around. The berry population has fluctuated a bit this year, and in some cases it's fairly good. There's quite a lot of mountain ash berries, there's quite a lot of high bush cranberries, there's quite a lot of choke cherries, and there's quite a lot of hawthorns, and it seems like the cedar waxwing are discovering that. Even though they do eat a lot of berries, this week we watched a flock that was feeding on insects. Red squirrels and chipmunks have been actively gathering things for their time, for the when it starts to get cold. I've been watching some hazel trees, hazelnuts, that have just been loaded this year, and sure enough, I'm not the only one watching them. The squirrels and chipmunks have gotten to them in a big way. We had an experience this week with the class where we found we knew there was snapping turtle nest where we were. The turtle was actually observed laying the eggs there back in early June, but what we were not expecting to see was a hatching of them. and we saw the little tiny snapping turtles coming out. In one case, it was actually swimming in the water already, even though they're hardly bigger than a 50-cent piece. They're very small, and they come out and immediately go to water. The other turtle we have, the painted turtle, and they lay their eggs, and they hatch also this time of year, but they don't leave. They stay in that nest all the way until next spring. That's when we see the babies. We also had a lot of frogs. You know, you don't think of frogs at this time of year. But in the course of the week, we saw eight. That's seven species of frogs and one toad. We saw them all this past week. We also saw a few kinds of butterflies. Butterflies are not abundant right now, but we do have some kinds. We have two kinds of dragonflies. We have the large darners, and we have the small metal hawks. We saw those this week. And then we saw a huge, immense immersion of these insects around the lake called midges. Where I'm sitting right now, the same thing is going on here. Midges is a cousin of a mosquito, but no, they don't bite. They're just interested in each other at this time when they emerge. Well, the opportunists, the spiders, had their webs there, and some of the spider webs were so loaded with insects that it looked like the web was going to fall apart. So fascinating time to still see spider webs, and that's going to continue probably for up until at least the middle of September. Goldenrods, asters, sunflowers out right around here at Sugarloaf. I've been seeing a lot of asters and a lot of goldenrods this morning. And in addition to that, there are berries. I have, fortunately, on my walk, I think it's because we're close enough to the lake and the season is advancing a little bit slower here, but I did find both raspberries and thimbleberries, and that's always a neat thing to add to the walk. During the course of this week, we also saw berries of Jack in the Pulpit and Trillium. You don't even think of those as having berries, but they do. Bunch berries, baneberry, we found all of those this week. Tree color is starting to happen. If you've been doing any driving around, you probably see some yellow in birches. That's already taking place at poplar. Well, this week we also saw some red in sugar maple and a Virginia creeper that almost entirely red. So, yeah, the leaf color, according to the DNR, the leaf color is going to be a little bit early this year. And then, of course, any time we get to this time of year, we have mushrooms. And so if I could take a couple minutes here. I taught mushrooms with my students, seventh graders. I always told them there were three magic mushrooms. Number one was one that you pick it, you put it in a plastic bag, and it digests itself and turns into a liquid. Magic.
Really?
Then there's number two. There's one that if you pick it, it looks kind of light brown, but if you break it open, right in front of your eyes, it turns blue. Once again, magic. And then there was a third one that grows as a ordinary mushroom, non-edible, but it is susceptible to having a mold grow on it, and once that mold grows on it, it becomes edible. Magic. So anyway, we found all three of those this week. So it has not been that tremendously wet, but apparently wet enough for those mushrooms. So enjoy. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you, Larry.
Sure, bye-bye.
Larry Weber, font of information, because he's a retired science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives in Carlton County on a farm with his wife and joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30 to just give us all the information you could possibly want and more. Larry Weber.